Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Omid Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Shin Yud Dalet. And we finished off with the last line on Kuf Chof Omid Beis, which we'll just review quickly right now because we have one Mishneh Berurah to still go through. And there we were talking about various types of containers that were fastened with some sort of a rope or a string. And we said that you're allowed to cut them open, even with a knife, and to untie them. But we said this was specifically only if you had a rope or a string. But if this lock or fastening over here was made out of wood or was made out of metal, we said it would be not permitted in that situation to unravel it or to break it. And the reasoning was, the Bekelim Nami Shayach Binin Gomur Ustiro Gemura. That's the very top line of Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph in the Mechaber. Because there is a din of Binyan and Stira, according to this Mechaber over here, if you're dealing with a pure utensil. Now, we've already spoken about this a number of times, that there's Ein Binyan Ustir V'Kalim, and we'll see a little bit more about this later in the shir. In any event, we still have one Mishneh Berurah to do over here, Sivkat Lamed Beis, where the Mishneh Berurah tells us to look in the Bir Halacha in Siv Ches, Dibra Maslu Chosolos, where he points out, Deladas HaRambam Yesh Isbazeh. The Rambam would say that this is forbidden. In any event, we'll continue in the Mechaber now. And the Mechaber on the top line of Kuf Chof Aleph tells us, Umitamzeh, based upon this reasoning that we brought down, Zeh also lahasir hatsirim, one would be likewise forbidden to remove the hinges, shekorim gunzish, shachori hatevos, imnevar hamavteach. If you can't open it up with a key, these chests or containers, so then you would be forbidden to remove the hinges that are behind the opening of the container if the key is lost. And the Mishneh Berurah Sivkat Lama Gimel explains, the cheshviras posachas damya, because this is the equivalent of breaking open the lock over here, breaking open the door, v'yesh b'zeh mishum stira, and therefore it was forbidden because of destroying, which you're not allowed to do. And likewise, ukena machzir delas hakli al atzira, if you put the door back on the hinges over here, there would be a problem, v'yesh b'zeh mishum binyan, that would be the isser of binyan on Shabbos. This is the more machmer opinion that the Mechaber brings down, but then he brings down the Yesh Matirim Bezu. He brings down an opinion brought down by Harav Yaakov Mikinon in the Ber Hagola, Oz Dalet, who says that this is permissible. And the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Dalet, Cyril Hu, according to this opinion, Delo Domi L'Shviras Posachas, this is not the equivalent of breaking a lock or a door. Ustiras Gruahi, this is not such a significant type of a destruction over here. Kivin She'enu Tzarech Lishbor Shum Dover, because you're not really breaking anything over here, you're simply undoing the door from the hinges. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah says, Vida, you should know, Delekuli Yama also Likboa Hatzirim, you're not allowed to put in the hinges, Omanul, or some sort of a lock, Bimismorim Lakli, attaching it with some sort of a peg into the utensil, because that would definitely be the heavy tikkun mana. That would be called fixing the clay. And he says, look as well in the Chayyadam, Ayin Chayyadam, Shekosa Dafilai De Ein Yehudi, so this would actually be forbidden even to tell a non-Jewish person to do, because he says, the Havi Melocha Deraisa, this actually is an Issa Deraisa. Mechaber continues and he writes, Ushviras Poschos Sholtevos, breaking over here the locks or the doors over here on these chests. Yesh Matir V'yesh Oser, there are some that are permitted and some that are forbidden. V'yesh Lahatir Ayidei Ein Yehudi, and some allow you to do this via Amir Liakim by asking a non-Jewish person to do this. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Vav, the sheet that it says you're permitted to do this. Sirulei, they hold the Ein Shayach Shem Stiro Klal B'Kelim, because they hold, as we've mentioned many times, Ein Binyan is Stiro B'Kelim. Okumo Shabiyarti Leel B'Sif Aleph, as we learned earlier in the Simen, in Sif Aleph, and in the Mishneh Berurah over there, the Yesh Rishon Mishneh Sovrekein, that is a very well-known and valid opinion. And even though the Mechaber has already told us that there are those that disagree, and the Mechaber himself seemed to imply that that was the din, that you can't go and break open these locks over here, these doors, he does bring down the more lenient opinion as well. And the reason why he brings down the lenient opinion, even though he seems to have passed in the other way, is because he wants to at least allow you to do this via a non-Jewish person, as he does at the end, v'yesh lahatir aydein yehudi, and this is brought down ki'ita in the Beis Yosef as well. Mishneh Berurah continues in Sivkat Lamed Zayin to explain this, and he says v'yesh kasu the davka behevse beruba, that which you're allowing according to the Mechaber over here to use a non-Jewish person to open it for you is only in the case of a significant financial loss, or oshenech pas harbi l'tzoch mitzvah, or you're in a rush to do some sort of a mitzvah that you need to get the contents inside over here. Now, this is talking about b'chozeh b'shviras ha-posach, is breaking the lock over here or the door. Avol if toach oso b'sakin, but to cut it open with a knife, o b'machet gadol, some sort of a large needle, I don't exactly know what that means, maybe something that's a sharp instrument, shari, that is permitted, afilu del shabais, and this would be true even for the door of a house. And this is brought down in the name of Ari Yisachronim. Sivches. The Mechaber writes, Chosolos. What are chosolos? There's certain types of baskets. The Ramah says, Pirush, mine kalim, a certain type of utensil, and it's made to hold sholtmorim ugrogros. As the Mishbur explains in Siv Kotten Lamelches, these are kalim asuyim mikapus tmorim, kimin salim. They're made from some sort of a palm branch, like a wicker basket over here. Uminichim besochen tmorim rorim lispashel. And you put inside of them these dates over here. When they're immature, they're not good, and you put them in there to ripen. Same thing with the grogros, or the dried figs. So im hakisu kosher b'chevel, if the lid over here is tied on with some sort of a rope, so matir, you're allowed to untie it, v'sosir, or to break it, meaning the sharshos hachevel, the rope, v'chotech, afil b'saket, and you can even use a knife to cut it over here. And even the chosolos themselves, afil gufen shel chosolos, the basket itself over here, you'd be allowed to go and destroy. Shekozeh kamosha shover egozim, because this is no different than if a person opens up a walnut, or shkedim, or almonds, he takes out the husk, the shell, kidei lito ha'ochel shebehem, in order to get the food, the seed that is inside of them. That is permitted. The Mishbur explains further in Sivkot Lamites, be'emes kol haidina hainu hach the Siv Zayin. This is already what we learned in the end of yesterday's shir with untying the basket. We actually learned it a little bit at the beginning of this shir today as well, that you can untie the rope around the basket holding a lid onto it. And the only reason it's brought down over here, the Mishabur says, Anakde Mishum Sefer. We bring it here to teach us this additional din that we just read right now. Lashminon Debazah Afilu Gufon Shel Chosolos Mutlishbor, that you'll have to actually go and break this basket itself, Kemoshim Mefar Shatam, as we are explaining the reasoning now in Sivkot and Mem. And the Mishabur there says that this is the equivalent of opening up the shell and taking out the seed inside. The Daf Kahani, and the Mishbur says it's only for these examples that we gave over here. The Lav Kalim Gemurim Heim, these baskets aren't real Kalim because their whole purpose is the Einan Asuyim Elushis Bashlu Hatmorim Besochan. These wicker baskets are made solely for the purpose of ripening the dates inside of them. And as soon as you're done with it, you throw it away. Aval kli gomer, but a real kli over here, kvar sosam ha-machabe bereish sim azilis. So there the machabe holds that there is a din of binyan and stira in regards to kalim, and you wouldn't be allowed to break it. Then the Mishmur says one more thing, umachatzeles, these mats, shetofrim bo peros, that you somehow sew in peros into them, and again, I'm not exactly sure what this is talking about, but you have somehow these fruits that are wrapped inside certain mats. So here the Mishmur says, mistapek ha-primogodim, the primogodim is not sure, imdami lichosolos, if these are like the baskets, and this is therefore functioning as a shell, and you're allowed to open it up, or is this a separate entity over here, and it would not be permitted, and he doesn't give an answer. Now, in Deir Shavuot number 26, he brings out a very interesting discussion, Machlokis over here, according to the Prima Godim, this is only these chosolos that are nasos b'shul shi'is bashlu ha-tmarim b'sochan, only these wicker baskets whose purpose is for the tmarim to go and mature inside of them, they're considered like a shomeris l'tmarim, like a shell for the tmarim, as opposed to other types of baskets that are not made for the purpose of maturing the fruits inside of them, but for another purpose, for example, to gather in the fruits together and hold them in a basket, so that would not be allowed, according to the Prima Godim, to open those up, because they're not functioning over here as a shell, like the walnut to the inside of the walnut. However, many disagree with this, including Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Nigris Moshe, the Chalkzus Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Breish Zatzal, Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, all Zatzal, all great Gedolei HaAchronim. And they disagree with this Prima Godim. And they write, Shekol Shelo Nasa Kli El Letzorach HaPerush HaVesoch HaBovad, any utensil, not only this example over here with the wicker basket, but any utensil where you're using it to store the fruits inside of it, and after you eat the fruits, you're going to throw it away. Even though it's not used to mature the fruits inside of it, it is considered like a shell to the fruits, and therefore you'd be allowed to open it up just like you can open up a walnut. So they all disagree with the Prima Godim. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, Mutter lahafkia, a person is allowed to unravel, or velachtoch, or to cut, kishrei hashpud, the ropes or the ties around the spit, shekoshrim bitleh, or be'of hatzluyim, that have been tied together with the spit to the lamb, the tleh, or the bird, the ov, that you have roasted with this spit. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Memalev tells us that we're talking here, the psika sachut mutur bedover tolish. You can certainly cut the string of something that is not attached to the ground. Kanal b'simzeh, as we've already learned. The ein bo mishun meleches mechatech, and this doesn't concern us that we're over the issue of mechatech of cutting, because she'eno makpid al hamida. This din of mechatech is only if you want a specific sized string or a specific sized item. Then you have a problem with mechatech. But here, you don't really care what size it is. You're just cutting it to release the food. Furthermore, kasu aposkim hamavaka etzim lechatichos gedolos. If you take wood and you chop it into large pieces, again, you're not concerned about the size. This is also only an issur derabanan. Isuhu rak midivrei sofer mishum uvda dechol, because it's too much like a weekday activity. However, v'hamavaka lechatichos ketanos. But if you chop them into very small pieces, then you're chayiv over here in issur deraisa mishum toche. And likewise, v'makbid hu alamida. If you are very much interested in the size of the block of wood that you're getting off over here, then you're chayav mishum mechatich apilu b'chatichos gedolos. Then these large blocks of wood, if you're having, let's say, by 2x4s, you want some specific sizes over here, then you would be chayav in issur deraisa if you cut them to a specific size as well. The issue number 27 has a very interesting discussion about how various companies, they put together like a six-pack of something. So you have a six-pack of leban, he says, or a six-pack of some other item, pudding or some ice cream or things like that, where you put them together in a package and they're all held together, but the part of the packaging that's connected one to the other needs to be cut if you want to take off one of the six, for example, in a six-pack. So Shlomo Zalman says this is allowed. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Sh'afa pisha kimafridim osam, when you're separating these separate containers, let's say, of pudding, one from the other, nechtovim heim b'kavyah, sure, you're cutting them along the perforated line in between them, nevertheless, that's allowed. That's not an isser of mechatech, because ein kavonas hamafrid l'chotlim b'kavyosha, you don't really want that straight line, you just want to separate the two containers. And therefore, afal pishu mafrid osom b'mokom hacharitzim, and even though you're bedafka going and separating them on that perforated line, because it's easier to do so, you're only doing that is because it's easier to do so, but not because you're at all interested in having that size of a separation between one container of leaven and the other container of leaven. And this likewise is the opinion of the Shelis Shuvas Or Letzion. Both Rosh Shlomo Zalman and the Shelis Shuvas Or Letzion, both Zatzal, say that this is permissible. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says it's not permissible. He says you are cutting it along the perforation. That's called that you're makbid al hamida by definition, and he says this would be an issur deraisa. Rav Ozer Zatzal has a somewhat compromised position in between. He says he agrees with the first group, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the Shelis Teshuvas Or Letzion, that this is not an issur deraisa, but he says nevertheless it is an issur derabanan, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and cut them in this fashion because of the issur derabanan. Now that Mr. Bruce of Kohen Membeis, what are these kishri ashpud, these like ties or ropes around the shpud and the food? The Hu Adin, he says, this is true for any string that's around something. For example, string that's around peros, shikshurim, otfurim, yachad, b'chut. They're somehow tied together or sewn together somehow with some sort of a thread or a string. Mutu lahatir olach tochachut. You would be allowed to go and cut the string in order to get the fruits that are inside that are held together by this string. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Chosomos shebakarka. You have certain sorts of fastenings over here, ties that are in the ground. For example, what do we mean by this? Kigon deles shelbor. You have the lid over here of a bore, of a pit, shekosher bochevel, that has a rope around it. So you'd be allowed to go and untie this rope over here. Yochol atiro. He says the reason why, delav kesher shokayamahu. This is not a permanent tie over here, because the whole purpose of this rope is to keep it sealed now, but you want to open and close it. Shari omid lahatya. Its purpose is to be opened up, and therefore there is no problem over here with opening the Sashen Shabbos. However, he says, avo lo mafkia v'chotech, you shouldn't unravel this over here and cut it, mishum stira. So you can open it up, untie it, but you can't really unravel it over here because of this isser of stira. So again, to clarify, there's a fine distinction over here. Untying is permitted, but unraveling it or cutting it, because it's attached to the ground, is stira, is not allowed. Now, he points out further, v'davka, this is true, kisha osu l'kayim al menash lo lahatiro lasiro b'Shabbos. That's when it was specifically designed over here not to be undone on Shabbos. And you now want to undo it on Shabbos. However, avolim eino asu l'kayim, if this was tied on over here in a way that it was expected that it would be undone even on Shabbos, so then, avolim eino asu l'kayim klal, it wasn't meant to be left there at all, even till the end of Shabbos, then it would be mutter to open it up or even unravel it or cut it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem Gimel, the kivin shehu mechuba l'karka, as we explained, when it's attached here to the ground, covering up the lid on this bor, yesh bo mishum binyan estira. There is a concern when something's attached to the ground of binyan and estira for sure. Sivkot Memdalit, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechaber, who said that this Isser over here of cutting it was Dafka Kisha Osir Likayim Amanas Shalol Asir B'Shabbos. It was expected to stay there on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that it was expected to stay there until Matzah Shabbos. El B'Matzah Shabbos, you would have undone it. However, Avol Amein Daito Lasiro after Matzah Shabbos, but if it's really going to be staying tied for a longer period of time beyond Matzah Shabbos, then it would not even be allowed to untie it, never mind not allowed to unravel it or cut it. Gam Latiro would be Osir, because in that situation, because then it's like a permanent knot, which of course you're not allowed to untie in Shabbos, and this is brought down in the name of the Prima Gadim and the Chidushei Rabbi Kiva Eger. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he writes, "Omitamzeh, based upon the reason that we just gave you, mutu lahatir daf shemisimin oso lefnei hatanur v'sharkin oso betit she'eno osu lekiyum." Based upon something that is not made for kiyum, for long-term usage, so one would be allowed to go and remove some sort of a board, a daf, that was placed in front of the tanur, in front of the oven, and you smear it over here with some sort of a tit, of a clay, and since it's not made lekiyum, you'd be allowed to remove this on Shabbos as well. I'm assuming that these boards were placed there to somehow maintain the heat inside the oven, but I really am not sure of the purpose of these boards. With that, we conclude today's share.